name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. How many of you have heard of the TED Conference or TED Talks? A good number of you. Well, for those of you who haven't heard of TED Talks, TED stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. The talks that are given at the TED Conference every year have broadened out into many subjects, and you can listen to hundreds of these talks online, almost thousands of them. And they're often fascinating discussions of topics with results that you wouldn't have expected. I still remember the talk by a Harvard professor whose research showed that we are happier when we have fewer choices. Made me wish that those folks at TED would limit the number of talks I could listen to on their website. 5 years ago, a scholar named Brené Brown gave a TED talk about vulnerability. Now, vulnerability is something we don't usually hold in high regard, and rarely do we seek to attain it. Hardly anyone wakes up in the morning and says to themselves, "I'm going to go out today and make myself vulnerable." After all, we install security systems in our houses to make sure we're not vulnerable at home. We try to save up for retirement so that we're not financially vulnerable in old age. We try to exercise and eat right so that we're not vulnerable to heart disease or other ailments. We don't generally try to make ourselves vulnerable. But according to Brené Brown, we probably should. Now, she doesn't mean that in the sense of rip out your home security system and take up smoking and double cheeseburgers. The kind of vulnerability she's talking about is instead one of the most significant indicators of happiness, connecting with other human beings. Our ability to thrive is integrally linked to the bonds we make with those around us. And to do that, to truly connect with another human being in a real and meaningful way, you have to be vulnerable. Brown says about the people she observed to be the happiest, they fully embraced vulnerability. They didn't talk about vulnerability being comfortable. They just talked about it being necessary. They talked about the willingness to say, "I love you," first. The willingness to do something where there are no guarantees. They're willing to invest in a relationship that may or may not work out. We sometimes have a hard time conceiving of God as vulnerable. But of course, in becoming human in the person of Jesus Christ, God took on that aspect of our humanity along with everything else. Jesus was vulnerable to temptation, even though he overcame it. He was vulnerable to fear, and indeed his very life was vulnerable. In this morning's gospel reading, as Jesus looks ahead and sees the cross, he says, "Now my soul is troubled," because he knew that his very life was vulnerable to being taken away from him and those he loved. All of Jesus' disciples made themselves vulnerable by following him, but no one was more vulnerable than Jesus himself. He knew it, and it troubled his very soul. Sometimes this seems odd. Why would we want God to make God's self vulnerable like that? What good does it do? And then perhaps the ultimate question of the Christian experience, why did our incarnate God, Jesus of Nazareth, have to die? Christian thinkers and theologians and writers have been discussing these questions for eons. Probably even before his body was laid in that tomb in Jerusalem and sealed with a stone. There are theological concepts and terms for those concepts about what happened on that day on Calvary all those years ago. Terms like substitutionary atonement and recapitulation theory. But in the end, I think it all comes down to what Jesus tells his disciples just 3 chapters later in John's Gospel, when he says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." And that's what he did. How that works, I can't really say. But I believe that Jesus speaks the truth when he says these words. And what matters is that not only did he speak this truth, but he lived it and he died this truth. He made himself vulnerable, and through his vulnerability, we are saved. That Christ made himself vulnerable is what gives safe harbor to our souls. Our making ourselves vulnerable is what gives meaning and depth and heartache and joy to our lives. You cannot be your own home security system. There is no ADT for the heart. Jesus tells us that this morning when he says, "Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world," in other words, those who are willing to make themselves vulnerable, "will keep it for eternal life." The slogan of the TED conferences is, "Ideas worth spreading." The idea of a God who loves us so much that he takes humanity upon himself and joins us in our vulnerability and lays down his life for us, and then shows the world 3 days later that there is life beyond what we see in this one. That's truly an idea worth spreading. As the gospel says, to the ends of the earth. Amen.